Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon to everyone. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. Want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me to know what I have different styles of infallible individuals on the show that have been successful in their business or just living out their dreams. And it inspires me to know when I've touched and inspired someone who took my advice or started that ideal dream business or just took my advice on moving forward. Remember, this is what the show is all about, inspiring, motivating, and networking in the best possible situation. Remember, guys, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your life, your dream, your reality. Again, I'm looking for artists to send your MP3 submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can feature your content on the show. Last week on the show, I had Tyler Perry, the have and the have-nots, Miss Angela Robinson. She was here sharing her story with me. Also had Houston fashion blogger Miss Turner. She also was here. Today on the show, gonna have award-winning blogger Miss Vernita Freeman. Freeney, she's the founder of the Fusion Tour. She's definitely going to be here with me today. She's going to be sharing her story on how she got started and what her current events are today. I also want to take the time to send a shout-out to my XRQK, Los Angeles, AV News Talk, Airtime America Radio. Hope y'all are having a blessed day out there. I know y'all join my shows as always. All right, y'all, you know how I do it. Got to switch gears a little bit. Have my ear to the street with my Real Housewives of Atlanta, my Basketball Wives of L.A. All right, y'all, I'm rolling by myself today. My MJ could not roll with me today, but that's okay. Just going to give you a little taste. Okay, my Real Housewives of Atlanta, they cut up Sunday. They had the Bailey Bowl, which was a disaster. Why can't these ladies go to the event and act cordial? You know, I'm kind of mad about how they cut up Marlo and that Nene and, of course, my Kenya, they kind of cut up. And if y'all been in tune with the Basketball Wives of L.A., what's up with that, y'all? They come right out the box with mess. I don't like that. I don't like to see them doing that, these young black educated women acting a mess on TV. But, you know, we love our reality shows. Got to give it to them, you know. Got to love it. All right, y'all. Going to give y'all a treat today. Going to give you a scramble. And hit me up at 347-215-6288. And if you know the scramble, try to figure it out. I'm going to play it a couple of times. See if y'all can figure it out. Hold tight. Don't move. I'm going to do it one more time, y'all. All right, I got one caller on the line. I know you online people. Y'all hit me up at 347-215-6288 so y'all can get in on the fun tonight. Let me take this one call. Hold on. Hi, you on Live at Open Talk 2. You calling for the scramble?
Yes, ma'am. I like the advice.
You going to try to figure it out? You want to hear it again, or you think you can figure it out?
Let me hear it one more time.
Okay, hold on. Let's hear it one more time. I know you know what that last one is, if nothing else.
Yeah, all right. All right, the first one, I want to say, it sounds like Grace Jones. The second one, sounds like Beastie Boys.
Uh-huh, Beastie
third
Boys
one,
is in there.
Third one, let's see, Cleveland Brown. Last one, Peter Griffin.
Nah, you were close, though, but you can't figure out who the last one was, the very last one.
Yeah, I know Curtis Blow.
There you go. I just interviewed him a couple of weeks ago, so I know you know Curtis Blow voice.
Yeah,
all right, but thank you. Thank you for calling.
I thought I had a little bit of hip-hop in there. Yeah. No?
Who? No hip-hop. No Taylor Swift, sir.
Hip-hop. You're playing backwards and she's doing hip-hop, I'm telling you.
Hush. Thank you for calling in, sir.
All right.
All right, y'all. I'm going to play the scramble one more time, and I'm going to give you your blast from your past. And when I come back, going to have Miss Freeney right here in the studio with me. So hold tight. Play the scramble one time. All right, y'all. Go get y'all a blast from the past. I've been getting emails all day for your blast from the past, and here it is. Enjoy it. Be right back.
All right. Got a blast from the past.
Now
Hi, you on Live with Open Talk 2. You calling for the scramble?
Sure.
All right. You want to hear it again, or you got it?
Let me hear it again.
Okay.
On the break.
Go ahead. What you got?
I know the first one is Grace Jones, the bumper, Beastie Boys, Brass Monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Run DMC. Oh, I can't think of the name. Oh, ooh, is that name of the song? Oh, my God. I know the last
come
one.
Come on.
Flow. These are the breaks. Oh, it's the third one. Oh, my God.
I just interviewed him a few weeks ago, and I know you a listener, so you
well,
better
no,
know.
I did try to curse below the breaks. I'm talking about the
that's
DMC it. Song. I can't
oh,
think of
oh, now you got to know each and every the artist
I know,
and
I
the
know.
Song.
I'm screwed.
Thank you for taking time to call.
Thank you.
All righty. I love my callers and I love my scramblers. I got a lot of people on the hold, but I cannot get to everybody. I'm going to play the scramble one more time. Y'all email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. You get the scramble. You get the full thing. You get a $50 gift card from Park Lane Jewelry from Miss Cynthia Edwards. So definitely I'm going to play the scramble one more time, and I'm going to get into my interview.
Today on the show, I have a young lady that's truly a spiritual person that loves to help other women reach out and be a true entrepreneur. Welcome today, Ms. Bernita Freeman. Hi, Ms. Bernita. How are you?
Hi. It's Bernetta.
Bernetta, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for taking the time to call the show. All righty. Well, tell my listeners a little information about yourself and what is the Fusion Tour?
Well, I tell people that I'm a forced entrepreneur. I used to be a first grade teacher, and when I left teaching, I didn't have a plan B.
Okay.
Because everyone said teaching is the safest job you can have.
Right.
So when I left, I kind of went into a little bit of a depression that summer. And a friend suggested I start blogging again just to give myself something to do. 6 weeks later, a website asked me to write for them, and they paid me. So I figured, hey, if I can get paid for that, let me figure out how to get paid for some other stuff.
Okay.
Fast forward 3 years, almost 3 years later, I have a national instant business conversation tour.
Okay.
I connect women entrepreneurs, bloggers, and nonprofit leaders. So my business really is about helping other women create their own tour or focus in on the event that they have planned. They may have too many details going on and just kind of need help focusing on that.
Okay.
And then I speak and I blog as well.
Okay. So that's how you get your inspiration on the actual blogging?
A lot of my blogging comes from my own experience.
Okay.
I share, like, my own success, my own mistakes, failures, experiences, so that other people who are going in the same direction I am or adding it as
mm-hmm.
part of their business can also kind of see some of the pitfalls to avoid.
Okay. So how do you make your connections with your networking?
A lot of it came from the blog. When I first started blogging under Women Are Game Changers, that's another blog that I have. The blog I'm currently blogging under is Bernetta R. Freeney.
Okay.
But it was the name that got a lot of people's attention. So it made it a little easier for me to network being an introvert because a lot of people came up to me and were like, hey, you have the Game Changer blog. So that opened up a lot of doors and conversations.
Okay. So what makes you so unique and makes you stand out?
I would definitely say the tour itself.
Okay.
Because I've only found one other networking tour that
mm-hmm.
travels to several cities around the country, but they are an association where they have chapters.
Okay.
Me, I'm not an association. I just do the event, the networking event. And another thing that makes Fusion a little different from other networking events is is that when people fill out their registration form,
mm-hmm.
they're putting, you know, what they need, what their challenges are, what their business offers. And then I read through everybody's profile and I match them up with other women there who can be of assistance to them.
Okay.
Not another woman in that particular city.
Mm-hmm.
I'll look through my other Fusion profiles and I'll match them up with someone from another city. So essentially, the whole purpose is for them to leave with that connection and that resource that their business needs.
That's awesome.
And I will scour through my whole network to find it for them.
Okay, that's awesome, too. So what current events are you working on so our listeners can know and we can actually reach out to you? Because, again, my show is about inspiring, motivating, and networking, and I get emails all the time on how to do this, how to do that, how to start this, how to start that, how to write this book. So give us this information now so we can come to you for this information.
Well, Fusion starts March 1st in Houston, and it's every Saturday the month of March. Then we go to Chicago, Dallas, San Antonio, and we end in Detroit. So I tell people, if you can't make it to the Houston stop March 1st, you have two other Texas cities, at least in Texas.
Okay.
you can drive to Dallas or you can drive to San Antonio. But the thing is, the locations are private. And I made them private because last year we had people show up the day of,
mm-hmm.
and it threw our connecting circles off.
Okay.
We didn't have enough time to research their business. So we didn't really know who they could be best matched up with.
Okay.
So I want to keep the locations private so that only the people who, only the women, because it's a woman-only event.
Okay.
Only the women who register can come. That way we make sure that they are matched up correctly.
Okay. We'll give my listeners your website so they can actually register and look for this event.
Okay. It's Vernetta R. Framey, and I'll spell that. It's V as in victory. E-R-N-E-P-P-A, R, F as in Frank, R-E-E-N-E-Y.com.
Okay.
And then there's a page that says Fusion Tour. You click on that page and you can purchase your ticket. Or if you're unable to attend, we have several nonprofits that the tour is also spotlighting this year. And you can make a donation as low as $5 if you would like to donate to any of them.
Okay, cool. Well, let me ask you this. Tell anyone that who wants to become a blogger, because I also have people that ask about blogging as well, but the most importantly, they want to be successful entrepreneurs. They want to open up their own businesses. So what words of wisdom would you tell any person or any woman out there who wants to do this?
Well, I'll start with the blog. Blogging is a great tool. It's not one of those get-rich-quick schemes that a lot of people think. They see bloggers getting free things, and they think it's a way to make a lot of money.
Right.
You have to build up that loyal fan base. You have to build up the relationship with brands. So it takes a lot to get to that level.
Okay.
Blogging is a great tool if you are a small business,
mm-hmm.
because it helps with your search engine optimization.
Okay.
People are Googling something similar to what you do, you may come up and then they'll be able to read about you. So blogging is a great tool to help people understand and learn more about you.
Okay.
But if you are a small, or if you want to be an entrepreneur or a small business owner, I always tell people just do it. If you have a 9-to-5, do it on the side and
mm-hmm.
kind of see how things go.
Right.
I didn't have that luxury. I kind of just jumped right in.
Okay.
So I did it. I went to as many conferences, trainings, events. I hired coaches, joined mastermind groups. I did everything I could to learn how to be an entrepreneur.
Okay.
We all know what we want to do, and we know how to do what we want to do, but a lot of times we don't know how to actually run a business.
Absolutely, right. You're correct. And, you know, I tell a lot of my listeners, too, to reach out to the Better Business Bureau or the Small Business Administration and also SCORE Houston, because they offer so many classes and they are free, so they can build that, you know, relationship with them. They can get the license permit information if they want to get a loan or a grant. They have that information.
As well, I went through a lot through Prairie View, their cooperative extension program.
Okay.
They're all free because they have a grant and they have to service so many small businesses throughout the year to keep it.
Right, okay.
So if you look into, you know, just colleges, they offer the same thing as SCORE and, you know, all the places you just named.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of free resources if you're just starting and you
right.
don't have
right.
the funds to attend the conferences
right.
or hire the coach just yet.
Correct. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for taking the time to give us all this informative information. We are definitely going to check your website out. Listeners, again, this is Miss Greeny. We definitely got to join the Fusion Tour. If you cannot make the tour, again, she said you can go to the website, you can make a donation. We have to support each other on this, and we have to help each other out. Thank you, Miss Greeny, for calling us again today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All righty.
All right, y'all. Again, her Fusion Tour, this is the last day to register for the Fusion Tour. So definitely go to her website at www.vernetta, V-E-R-N-E-T-T-A, Freeney, F-R-E-E-N-E-Y.com so you can register for the Fusion Tour. Don't miss out, y'all. Want to give you some current events real quick. March the 5th at 11 to 1. SCORE Houston is giving a high-impact marketing meeting to tell you how to market your business. March the 8th from 8:30 to 4 p.m. is for all you entrepreneurs out there. Starting and running your own business from 8:30 to 4. Again, it's free. It's going to be a SCORE Houston. If you're just starting a business or expanding your established business, again, SCORE Houston has the resources and the tools. Counsel is there to help you out. And, again, it is free, 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 free. There is no charge for counseling. Houston Power Women Football, got to throw them in the mix. He's having a golf tournament March the 8th at 401 Canino Road at 9 a.m. Again, Houston Women Football team is having a golf tournament at Melrose Park at 9 a.m. March the 8th at 401 Canino Road. So just to stay up on the women's football team, y'all, definitely check out their website at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. We got to support our women. And again, if y'all want to see if I'm going to come out of retirement, you definitely got to stay in tune with us. Also, they are doing autographs during football practice. Practice days are Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays in the morning. So you want to take a picture with them, you want to get an autograph, better get on out there. They'll be suiting up soon, and they ain't going to have time for you. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I'll be back next Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. My guest on the show is going to be a star from What's Happening. Going to have Raj up in here with me, y'all. So definitely got to check him out, see what he has to say, what he's been doing, what's been going on with him. So, guys, follow me on Twitter, like me at Facebook. Y'all have a blessed afternoon, and thank you for hanging with me today. And I'm sorry y'all couldn't get the scramble. I'm sorry. Nobody won the money, so won the card. So I guess I'll try next week. Have a good one.